The felt lay still, the pre-flop action a distant echo in the mind when the dealer's hand swept across the board, revealing three communal cards. This moment, the flop, often feels like the true beginning of a poker hand, transforming a static collection of whole cards into a dynamic landscape of possibilities. Imagine, if you will, being seated at a high-stakes cash game, your gaze fixed on the player to your right, the pre-flop aggressor. They had opened the pot with a confident raise, and now, after the flop, they deliver the inevitable continuation bet, or C-bet, a bet made by the pre-flop raiser to continue their aggression. This single action presents you with a pivotal dilemma. Do you surrender and fold, hoping for a better hand in the next deal? Do you float, calling the bet with the intention of making a move later? Or do you raise, challenging their assertion of strength? The choice, made in mere seconds, can profoundly shape the outcome of the hand, dictating whether you claim a pot, concede one, or embark on a deeper strategic battle. Understanding this dynamic is not merely about memorizing a set of rules, it's about appreciating the intricate dance between hand strength, board texture, opponent tendencies, and positional advantage. It's the difference between a player who merely reacts and one who actively shapes the narrative of the game. Let us first clarify what a continuation bet truly signifies. A C-bet is a move made by the player who initiated the pre-flop raise. It serves two primary purposes, often intertwined. Firstly, it can be for value. This means the player has connected strongly with a flop, perhaps hitting a top pair, two pair, or even a set, and believes their hand is currently the best. By betting, they aim to build the pot, extracting chips from opponents who might hold weaker hands but are willing to call. Secondly, a C-bet can be a bluff or semi-bluff. In this scenario, the pre-flop raiser may not have improved their hand at all, or only marginally. Their bet is a deceptive maneuver, representing strength and hoping to convince opponents to fold, thus winning the pot without further resistance. A pure bluff has no inherent equity, meaning it has little to no chance of winning if called and the hand goes to showdown. A semi-bluff, however, holds some equity, possessing draws like a flush draw or a straight draw, offering a secondary path to victory even if the bluff is called. Knowing the distinction between these two motivations behind a C-bet is the first step in formulating an effective counter-strategy. When faced with a C-bet, the factors influencing your decision are numerous, converging like tributaries into a strategic river. Your immediate priority is to assess your hand strength and equity. If you find yourself holding a strong made hand, say, top pair with a good kick or the secondary card that breaks ties when players have the same pair, two pair, or a formidable,